UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
For The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Give me a breakdown of Satterfield's recruiting as a cat.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ennis is right. Lexington's a cover-up capital on the nation.
See? And Mark Ennis.
Yo. Sure, it's controlled the media. You people in Lexington never report anything.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm looking at the ACC as it stands right now, and Louisville, I think they could win 10 games possibly this year. I really do believe that.
Been here to defend himself. Oh my goodness.
Was that drunk Strebel said that?
I have no idea. Yes. No. Stone cold sober. James Strebel saying that. Wow. Andy Sweeney, Mark Ennis hanging out with you. Ennis is back at the Papa John Studios. Just finished up with the drive over on 93.9 DeVille. Governor Andy Beshear is up there at the podium. He is live, and we'll have that in full on 93.9 DeVille, ESPN, Louisville.com. But you got the take, you got the drive. We combined forces a couple days a week, and here we are on a Wednesday.
Can I just say so? We totally heard that on air, Ennis. You opening up that focus. Well, you walked off to the side.
Well, I didn't put it like right under the microphone. I did my best. By the way, I did the show last Thursday from home.
Yeah.
In my kitchen. And in the course of doing the show, like some dishes that were in the sink shifted, and you could hear the water that was like in one of them go down the drain.
Yeah.
And someone actually tweeted at me during the show, "Did you just pee on the air?"
Well, I was doing the show. No, Nick Valvano did.
Well, we discussed Nick Valvano and his peeing habits today on the show, actually.
Oh, did you? Well, let's start there. I'm interested in that more than anything to say about Kenny Johnson.
Well, sure. Patty Ice has a drop where I said Patty Ice was admitting last week that Hannah's been putting the pressure on him.
Uh-huh.
And I said she's telling you it's time to poop or get off the sink. Incorporate a little Nick Valvano joke in there as well. And he played that drop, and then we had to explain it because Luke didn't understand what we were talking about.
Oh, because Luke had no idea. Yeah. What did Luke Hancock, MVP, MOP of the Final Four, Louisville legend?
How did I end up here, right?
What did he think of one of his kind of coworkers urinating in the sink that he uses used to use on a daily basis?
His reaction was the same as everybody else's. He said, "If you had asked me which person in our office peed in the sink, I would have gone with Nick Valvano, you know, even money or worse." And he's totally right about that.
Yeah, of course he is. And there we are, 5 o'clock hour. Look at us doing sports radio here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Well, just quickly, things that I've talked about or things that I can add to the show here over the next hour, Mark, and we'll have Louisville Sports Live will start here on 680, 105.7. Ethan Moore, Taylor Lynch, and boys. Just a couple different things. Obviously, the Kenny Johnson stuff, we talked a lot in hour number one, Mark, about that. To me, it adds more questions than answers. Obviously, it's just another little nugget, little piece of information, and that's how these things are going to leak out the next, 8 months, 10 months, year or so. We talked about that. I'm sure you want to dive into Devin Askew starting at the one. I'm sure that's something you cannot wait to do. And
sure, and
college football, players, kids going back to campus. Obviously, that breaking news that came down. We did hit on the CBS coaching list. We can get to that. We do need to have our Murray Minute. And
I hate that list, by the way.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't have a strong take on it other than I don't like Mike Gundy. We just had Pat Forty on, and Pat Forty doesn't like Mike Gundy either. And I forgot how much he disliked Mike Gundy, and so I just asked him about Mike Gundy, and he buried him.
Really? What did he say?
What was it, Mitch, the line he used?
He thinks he's smarter than everyone when in actual reality everyone's smarter than
him. Oh, I forget the word he used, a something simpleton.
The $5 word.
Yeah, a $5 word. We don't do $5 words here on the take. So we had that, some transfer stuff, and obviously I don't know if you care about this. We could replay this sound. We got a ton of lock sound, okay? He was on one today. He was battling, so we'll sprinkle that in over the next 55 minutes. But also, and file this under pukey things to beef over, the battle back and forth between Big Easy, Zach McCrite, and Lachlan McClain over is Locke now having to be sold on Archie Miller is kind of a fun little feud that's been going on in the background as well. So that's the next hour. There you go.
Walking out, or being up in the studio, I'm not used to. Although I should start getting used to it, right? They're almost done next door, where the 93.9 studio will be able to view the outside world. It won't be. I wonder what the world is like when I'm done, like I do now. I just watched a poor lady just smash her phone, like on the sidewalk right in front of me. Dropped it on the sidewalk, and it is destroyed.
She's got to be crushed.
She's irate.
Is she irate?
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
She's angrily smoking now.
Oh, that. I feel terrible. Oh, the angry smoke.
Ugh. I'm sick, man. These phones cost $1 million. Jeez.
Yeah, but you do have insurance, even though that's only going to pad,
Yeah, you still got to pay the deductible, right?
Yeah, you still got to pay that. Yeah, that's not good. Was it like a nice
spending
iPhone
your,
or was it like
your
an old
stimulus
Android?
Check on your phone deductible is not fun.
No, it's not. We also need to think of in the next hour how to get Diener going on these pools. I felt the last couple days it's lacked a little coverage around here. So we need to get to that. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Take a run at Ennis, take a run at me, whatever. 437-9680. So Streeble's out of here this hour. We're flying with you the next hour or so before Louisville Sports Live. How did you talk about the Kenny Johnson news today? From WDRB. I'll let you set it up. How did you guys talk about it? And I'll tell you my thoughts.
Well, I can't imagine a scenario where it's good, right? And I think, like, best case for Louisville is you were kind of hoping that it would be like a he said thing.
Right.
And that there really wasn't, especially if it was cash, much of a paper trail, and that you could persuade them to at least just sort of let this go, because ultimately you can't prove it. And it looks like they can. Prove it.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to assume that you have bank records, like withdrawal records, bank records, text messages, and the time. Add to that that you don't there's no reason for Brian Bowen Sr. to really make that up. And that's the biggest thing. It's always been a question for me is, like, if it's not true, why the hell would he ever say that?
And the NCAA is going to buy it because he's under oath. That's going to matter to them. We know
sure,
that, right?
That is,
I mean,
right.
We believe that to be true.
So if you're Louisville, what I think you're hoping for is, one, you fired Kenny Johnson before this was even known, right? Like, this came out, as far as the public is concerned, this came out as part of the FBI investigation later, and it only came out to the public in the trial. Louisville fired him, like, the week after this thing happened. Remember, they put him on leave, and then he was fired. Louisville's going to go in there basically like, look, man, we got rid of this dude immediately. He never he coached more at LaSalle with this known than he ever did at Louisville. And so you hope for that, and you hope. I think you go the IARP route, and you just hope that they stick with their stated premise that they're going to punish individuals more than they are the institution and hope that they just stick it to Kenny Johnson.
I don't know
what else you can do.
I'm with you. I'm stopping everything right now. Mitch, I forgot to tell you this. We may need to look for some sound. Patty Ice was on our friends at the Big X, 1450, okay? He was on with John Spears talking NASCAR. I feel like... Is that something you brought up in your show, Mark? I feel like that's something content-wise that we need to bring out. Yes. Mitch, you want me to forward that to you? Or you can just actually go to Patty Ice's Twitter. I just want to hear – just start that SoundCloud podcast anywhere, and I just want to hear some of it. And leave Ennis's mic open. So we'll get to that. Well, here are my thoughts. Listen, what I found to be interesting is that – well, number one, this is how this is going to go, right? Like, it's going to be little nuggets of information as we go, right? It's going to give us a little morsel here, a little morsel there. At least that's what the Katina Powell nonsense taught us. That's one of the things. I think that's number one. I think for me, what you brought up is interesting because I believe and I understand why. Like, there's always hope. I know my New York Giants are not going to be 8-8 next year, but I have hope that maybe they're taking a step forward without DeAndre Baker, right? In some sort of way, they're taking they're taking a step forward. I think Louisville fans in their minds are just trying to find hope that they can beat this Kenny Johnson thing, right? That they can beat the rap with Kenny Johnson. And all of the negativity of LaSalle and the notice of allegations and now even this, it just all adds to it not being good, right? The only pivot that I had, and it was actually a much more positive, I thought, was the reaction was negative, obviously. And you talked about it there, Mark. But it's also, to me, I was like, well, we knew this was going to happen, right? Right, I mean, like, some of this we knew was going to be the case because, for the most part, we knew that Kenny Johnson met with the NCAA while he was employed at LaSalle. So Kenny Johnson was going to not help the NCAA, was going to cooperate with the NCAA. Like, we figured that to be the case, and so you bring up tax records and bank records. None of that really shocked me because at the time, Kenny Johnson, okay, who has said that he's innocent, but Kenny Johnson is trying to keep his job in the NCAA. Now, I don't know him cooperating with the NCAA if that makes him more innocent or more guilty. And that, you know, we don't know. And I could spin it both ways. I could say, well, he believes he's innocent. He met with the NCAA while he was employed. He gave the NCAA everything. Or was there stuff there that obviously makes him guilty, okay? And, you know, it adds to the guilt, if you will, that's provable by whatever standards there are with the NCAA. And this is a bad thing for U of L. And Kenny Johnson's going to fall on the sword, but he's going to be, you know, creamed by the NCAA. And so I don't really think we know. I think it comes down to whether Kenny Johnson was stupid when he cheated or not, right? Doesn't it? It comes down to what kind of phone records are there and what kind of bank records are there. I mean, if you're just looking for a $1,300 withdrawal, I mean, if he's dumb enough to take $1,300 out and go give it to Brian Bowen Sr., there's not much you can say, right? But if there's a couple withdrawals of, you know, $150 here, $200 there, $300 there, that's not something that's not ordinary, especially a guy that's got a lot of money like Kenny Johnson.
Yeah, Kenny, and that's the thing. Kenny Johnson interviewed, according to that WDRB article, April 9th. Like, we're talking seven weeks ago. And you would hope that he wouldn't go in there like a dope and just think, like, I'm just going to lie because they'll crush you. So hopefully he'd go in there with some explanation. And I think the only thing you don't want is to be like, he went and withdrew $1,300. And then there's text messages where he says to Brian Bowen Sr., yeah, I have your $1,300. I'll be there soon. Thank you for bringing me the $1,300 cash. Like, you hope that's not what it is. But if you're already paying for a guy you already got, there's probably no reason to assume that you're not doing a dumb thing.
Well, and
anyway,
Remember Andre McGee did the Western Union, right? Didn't he keep a receipt? What was it? A bank
she
statement?
She kept a receipt, yep.
Oh, yeah, she kept it.
Because he was already in Missouri by then. Yeah. He was at UMKC.
Did you see Brett McMurphy's tweet, College Football Insider?
Yes.
Did you see
that? The one-time transfer proposal is dead for this year.
Yeah. What's your initial takeaway?
I kind of thought it was already.
Yeah, me too.
I guess it was like the procedure for how rules changes happen with the NCAA is very cloudy for me anyway. But I thought it was dead anyway. And now all of the KSR angry people that are forever blowing people up for not having Kentucky in the top 10 by not just assuming Olivier Saar will be eligible, we're just going to have to relax.
Oh, you think they're going to relax?
No, I think they should. They're not. Of course, they're not going to.
Oh, I think it affects Kentucky way. Where would it even affect Louisville? I don't think you would know more than I.
No,
on the
nobody.
Satterfield side,
no,
there's if there's
nobody.
Someone sitting out, there's not. And basketball's not this way.
No, and if you're Kentucky, by the way, it's Terry Wilson better be healthy.
Oh no, it's Joe. Absolutely, it's Joey Gatewood and Olivier Saar. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It hurts you on the football side and the basketball side. I just don't, man. I got to be honest. I just don't know what to think of the Saar thing. I think it's too easy. He's not going to be eligible. But I have no idea. You know, another weight kid. What's his name? Chaudine. What Chaudine was his Brown. Name, Mitch? Yeah, yeah. I mean, good player. 12-6
yeah,
a game.
Real good player.
Good, you know, second or third leading scorer on that team. Everyone has left Wake Forest. Like, I don't know if that makes the NCAA more or less. Like, are they just going to do them as a group, right? Are they just going to let all the Wake guys transfer as a group or not? I mean, that to me, Kentucky goes, without a question, top 10, right? To me, to, we'll see, you know, have them 17-20, right? And we'll right. see. That's how they go in my book.
I don't know that the NCAA really wants to open up this can of worms where a guy didn't get to make his NBA decision or his NBA decision was influenced by the coach that was there and then that guy gets fired. Like, does the NCAA really want to grant you a waiver to go play somewhere else because you didn't get to go play in the NBA?
Yeah.
I think a lot of Kentucky fans just assume he's going to get that, and I don't. I don't think he will.
Yeah, no, I'm very much 50-50. Again, the common sense says he is, right? The common sense is there, but again, it's the common sense, and that doesn't mean anything.
Do you think Jay Billis will do the public bullying if he doesn't get it?
Jay Billis, yes, I think Jay Billis will do that, and I am interested what Kentucky and Calipari do. And I don't even know. I'm going to email. I meant to do this last night. You know, the time frame of this, when this happened, Mark, I came on the air and I was like, you know, can the NCAA just get this done? Like, why can't this be a week, right? Like, once they get the information.
Too busy with all these notices of allegations.
That Olivier Saar or anybody else, using him as an example, that they want to transfer in here. I mean, like, the story isn't changing, right? Danny Manning got fired.
Yeah, there's no new data. They're not waiting for anything.
Exactly. You're not waiting for anything. Nothing new is going to come down, you know, the timeline. You have the kid waiting. You have Kentucky waiting, right? Everyone just wants to move on. And if you're going to say no, just say no. Often, and I don't know, you know, with these waivers, the timeline, I know when it's an eligibility thing, those suckers can go deep into the season.
They don't care.
No, they don't care at all. They don't ruin the season.
Right.
No,
they don't worry that you're going to lose games or anything. But, you know, it's funny, Andy, you were talking about new data. Like, what would it take for you to make your decision? You're not going to learn anything new. Like, why does this take so long? Did you see the graphic of, like, Paul? It was from what's the NBA show, The Jump?
Yes.
It's on the afternoon.
Yes, Rachel
Nichols.
Nichols, yeah.
And then various NBA players kind of filter in and out of that show. And Paul Pierce had given, like, his top five players in the NBA, like, a week ago.
Yes.
And then they asked for it again, and he took LeBron out.
He took LeBron out,
and they put the little thing at the bottom. It was like, had LeBron at number five a week ago. They actually put that on there. And, of course, nothing changed. This is not like there was any more basketball. No,
and then he went to the mustiest reason ever. He had to put together super teams to win. And, you know, that's exactly what the Celtics have always done, whether it be his championship or all of the other ones. Yes, they get super teams. The really good players that are all on one team happen to win a lot of games. That's how it goes in sports most of the time.
Unbelievable. I just thought that was so funny. You made me think of that. Like, there's no new data for these transfers. So just make your decision. And it made me think of that.
It's like the recruiting rankings when guys go up and down in recruiting rankings and they haven't done anything.
And that's always very funny to me. And Louisville fans are always on kind of like the losing end of that because Louisville guys, you know, they don't have massive subscriber numbers, so their recruits don't get that bump.
Keith Wynn, is he a competitor of yours, Ennis? Keith Wynn put that they got I just saw his Twitter. They had quite a bump. Number of their football players did. So settle down over there. Settle down.
Typically.
Did you see your boy Big Dog eating today, Vince Merrill?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing pretty good. Look at that. They're good. I'll have to DM him later.
There we go. Mitch, did you find this podcast that Patty Ice was on?
I did.
To talk NASCAR. Did you listen to the beginning of it? Are you smiling? What kind of reaction is back there at the studio?
No, you told me just to find a random point, and I found a random point. I haven't listened to any of it yet, so we're just going to hit play and see what happens.
All right, this is Patty Ice, who was on with John Spears on our friends on 1450. I don't know what time this was. I have to be completely honest. I do remember him mentioning this to me and kind of half asking permission. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
You know, I never talk about NASCAR with Patty Ice. Like, I only ever make the turning left joke because I don't want to say anything because I don't know anything and then just get, like, crushed on my own show. So I don't even let him try.
Oh, Oh, come on.
Isn't that terrible? Like,
That would be the only thing you would talk to Patty Ice about. I don't need his take on Kevin
Johnson.
Me.
I'm saying I torture him. I just refuse to even engage.
Well, we should do a NASCAR, minute of the day, but he'll get mad. I have another thing on my list. Yet another thing on my list to accomplish. I'm like, okay, settle down. We don't have to do the NASCAR minute. All right, so let's listen to Patty Ice do this interview. Let's go. Let's listen to some of this.
Just because of the lack of content.
One of the first sports to come back here is NASCAR, and I know you might not be like other people. You're ecstatic about this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, for those of you who don't know, and you probably never heard of me, have any idea who I am whatsoever, I grew up west of Indianapolis. And for those of you guys who know,
he's got the Lawrence phone.
The racing heritage of Indianapolis is the racing capital of the world for automotive sports. And I grew up west of Indy, going to races my entire life. And vacation for us was going to IMS and watching all the events, like the Indy 500, the Brickyard, MotoGP, any events they had their race.
I now understand why he's so angry.
And that's what's kind of my niche thing here. And I'm excited to be back and something to talk to.
Texter says, is he being smothered by a pillow? People,
the thing that
I sound so bad.
I need to pay attention to with NASCAR is if it works, if it fails, if it's a disaster, because this is really going to the blueprint to return sports in America as we know it.
The great thing about NASCAR and golf as well is a scenario where you don't have to have a lot of human contact with each other. As I watched the race Sunday, Patrick, I was struck by how it looked like any other race that I watched until the very end where Kevin Harvick got out of the car and there was nobody cheering. Other than that, I felt like I was just watching a NASCAR race that happened not during a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, that was the only difference besides the fans.
All right, do you think that's enough? Do you think that's enough? Is it funny? Is Pat doing a good enough
funny?
Job?
I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, I can't understand a word he's saying.
The funniest thing is the wind chime.
Keep it going. There's a wind chime.
Are those your wind chimes?
But no, I was talking to Terry Sauce, the president of Darlington Raceway. He was just telling me like, a lot of these things go normal, except everybody split out. I mean, everything is typically the same. The racing product, though, this is the one thing, John, that I've had to tell people that I've watched the sport for the first time over the weekend. Is like, look, that's not every single race. Now,
he's making excuses. He's soccer guy. Usually there's more scoring, Ennis. Sorry. So, you watch the game where Man City won 1-0.
Really
sorry.
To watch it, if you're willing to give it a chance, I definitely recommend watching tonight because I think it's going to be a hell of a show.
The Xfinity race was rained out last night.
Enough.
They'll try
we'll go,
again.
We'll
I need answers.
Pause it there.
I need
it there. We'll come
answers.
Back to that.
I need answers. One, Patty Ice.
Where's he at? Is Patty
Ice?
Is
that
be
like
around,
a cricket
right?
phone that you were on? And then two.
I don't know what the hell the
issue
with my phone
chimes.
Was. No. So John was on his porch. I forgot about this. I listened to his show before I joined because I wanted to see what I was getting myself into. A. And B. He said he was on his porch just hanging out. Just hanging out. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I had no idea my phone sounded that terrible. I wish I would have known. Like, what else can you do to laugh at it? Because there's no going back now.
Did you tell him? Because we do this with guests, right? We ask them to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right or whatever. What do you want us to call? Who do you want us to say who you're with?
Right.
Did you tell him to call you Patrick?
No, he just every time I see John, he just calls me Patrick.
Okay.
He's never called me Pat. Like I've seen and talked to John in the press box probably 1,000 times, and he has never called me Pat. I think he's probably the only person that does call me Patrick.
What is new with the young lady? What is new with Hannah? Is everything okay? I know a week ago we spoke with you and she was turning up the heat, if you will, wanting to know where this relationship was going. So what has happened in the last 7 days?
You guys are going to crush me for this, by the way.
But hold on. Before you answer, Troy tweeted at us and said, was that Patty Ice or Charlie Brown's teacher?
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, I think before you answer that question, these are things that I want to do. I would love to get just an email, right? Like, you can get Gmail and change the domain name. Is that it? Yeah. And change that up. And I would love to send an email blast out right now that Patty Ice is available to do. Patrick Patty Ice Jaggers is available to do and say, grew up at – IMS, host of Train Paint. Like, make what he's doing right now sound a hell of a lot better than what he's actually doing. No offense, of course. And try to get other, you know, podunk radio stations around the corner, around the country, I should say, you know, to book you for 7 or 8 minutes. Like, I think that would be funny. And I think people would fall for it, quite frankly.
My God, let's make a joke out of what I'm passionate about. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, but it's NASCAR.
And it's Andy. You should have known that, yeah, too.
NASCAR's
first take on the NASCAR race on Sunday was, well, this is not how every race is. You guys watched on a bad week. You sound like Jason Ensign soccer. Oh, the games aren't usually 1-0. The games are usually not 1-0. Like, no, there was a wreck on corner one. This is what happens in racing.
No, wreck on corner one is not what happens in racing. I just think that the point I was trying to make there was the fact that it's a night track. It's a night track. You know what I mean? Like, you race Darlington at the night. They race during the day. It was bleep. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happens. That's why all the other races that they've scheduled at Darlington were supposed to be at night.
Texas says, does process call Patty Ice Patrick?
No.
Listen, Ennis is going to have to help me. Ennis is the father. He's very smart. We love Ennis. We have tried so many things with poor process. He's lost his confidence. We've tried positive reinforcement. We've tried negative reinforcement. There's nothing else to do. Like, I don't know what to do with process. I was told he was sulking today. He was walking around sad around the ESPN Louisville studios. He butchered another sports center this morning.
Got a punt.
Yeah, he said Dave Doran's name wrong. He called Dorian or something. And I'm like, process, all you had to do was go listen to Ennis's interview. He would have intro'd him. Then you would have known,
you know,
exactly how to say his name.
Watch sports. That also helps with
things.
Yeah.
Especially when you work in a college market. You know?
And then you don't call Joe Giglio, Joe Giglio, and get hung up on stuff like that. If you watch sports, that stuff doesn't happen.
Okay, this is behind the scenes. No one's going to know. I'm shocked that guy got into radio.
Same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his answers are
fine.
He's
doing really good, though.
But he doesn't have a huge – well, it's a big station, right? That's a successful station.
Right. Very good. And he's partnered with Joe Ovius. They'll do fine.
Boy, there's not three people that know what we're talking about right now. We're the three right
now.
Does Mitch know who we're talking about? How lost is Mitch right now?
You, the listener, do you want to know how quarantine's going? We are combining a show and talking about a show about a laid-off newspaper writer in Raleigh.
In Raleigh, North Carolina. After we played another station's audio with Patty Ice mumbling into a microphone for 60 seconds about NASCAR.
Over wind chimes.
Lord
have
mercy.
Beam me up.
The wind chimes won. The wind chimes are fantastic.
They were clearer than you, Patty.
Yes, they were. The wind chimes were clearer.
From what I heard, yeah. I mean, I didn't hear the wind chimes at all while I was doing this entire thing, by the way. That's what's mind-blowing about that.
Texter wants to know where you were when you did the interview.
I was in the bullpen.
Texter says, quit burying the lead. We want to hear about Hannah.
Oh, yeah. So the last week.
The real star of the show.
All right. So we may have compromised here. And
what are you, Louisville in the NCAA?
By the way, Texter says homeboy is never going back on that station.
Oh, man. But here we are. So the thing is, you know, like we talked about the whole baby fever situation and all that, we may have compromised on getting another dog.
That will not work. I just want you to know that will not work.
You're being hustled. Oh, God. You are being hustled.
Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get another dog and still end up with a baby.
We ain't having a baby. Your boy will refuse, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
Famous last words.
Your boy is not having a baby.
I really, really kind of like the idea of you as dad. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's he mean, if you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I know exactly what he's saying.
I'm going to do what it takes to not have a baby, Andy.
He's already had a vasectomy.
Yeah, he's had the vasectomy.
He has a secret vasectomy, like a back alley vasectomy. Right?
Like people in Miami get Botox.
He took a day off and he went to Jamaica, quote unquote. Yeah.
Hey, it's Patty Ice. The NCAA tournament's coming up. I had my vasectomy at 26 years old. You can call 1-800-WITH-IT-NOW or MEN NOW or whatever. Do a live read for it. Oh, that is true, though. You get like Botox in an alley in Miami. There's like, you know, a fake doctor somewhere lurking around.
And this will make economic sense to you. Our vasectomies are covered by our insurance, no cost.
There you go.
Because it makes sense for them. It's a child, much more expensive.
Wow. Got options. Got options.
By the way, I'm not going to say who sent it to me.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to say it on the air who sent it to, but just while I'm on the air, I get the random screenshot of Locke's wife, we love her, Carolyn McLean. Are you ready? Her Facebook, like, there's, sent to me at 529.
There's no chance any of us have any idea what this will be. None. This could be anything.
Here it is. During my lunch break today, I wandered over to Von Moore. Maurer. How do you say it?
Help Ma me. Maurer.
Von Maurer.
It's Maurer?
Von Maurer? Von Maurer. It's Von Maurer.
Yeah.
Von
Maurer. Von Maurer. They opened this morning, and everything in the store was 30% off, sale items included. I'd say half the shoppers were wearing masks. It was crowded but easy to social distance. The women were happy.
What the bleep?
The women were happy. There you go.
It's sent to me at 529.
Apparently you need to send Hannah to Von Maur.
I mean, the other dog. Well, you guys have a dog that's
how old? Not saying they sell babies, but I'm just saying.
Our dog is 5 years old, and she's a chocolate lab, and she's real lazy, but she's been picking up more interest in other dogs. So I feel like if I do this, and I'm like, hey, look, can I get you a dog? I mean, look.
I think the dog can buy you a year. A texter says, Ennis is correct, a puppy cures baby fever for 2 weeks. See, mm-hmm. I disagree. I think you can get a year out of it, but I'm not putting it much over a year. But I'll give you a year. I think you could elongate the process for a year, but that's going to be expensive as well.
But you know what happens? And you get the dog, and then six of her friends get married and have kids. And then the dog is totally invalidated.
Patty Ice is finished here. Don't get me wrong. No, Patty Ice is doomed. But the thing with Patty Ice is he's all about delaying the inevitable right now. Okay?
Exactly.
So I don't know what he's delaying. I don't know why he would delay marriage at this point unless he's nervous. In that case, he definitely does not want to have that conversation on the air, which means we'll have that conversation on the air.
I mean, we talked about this. It's the financial stuff about it. I mean, it's the financial stuff. She's trying to go to medical school and all this other nonsense.
Medical school.
At some point,
medical school.
Man.
I mean, but that's her delaying, or is that you delaying? That would be the question. You know, is she going? Okay, you're not. You don't go to medical school to delay. Let me stop that.
Also,
right there.
If she's going to go to medical school, Patty, I'm just. This is going to sound very not romantic at all. If she intends to go to medical school, you better marry her now.
Yep.
Oh, please.
Listen.
She will have many more options medical school.
That's a great point. That, you know what? Would she leave? Would you guys move away? If she went to, because medical school, if you get into medical school, you don't get to choose. You get to rank.
The point is, she's going to be a doctor. If you're like, I don't want a baby, she'd be like, boop, you're out.
Well, I'm not really sure how the whole thing works. I can't remember if it's the medical school. It's some type of secondary program for U of L in psychology. To where she can eventually become get her doctor, I guess. I don't know all the nitty gritty details. But I don't know what the program is. I don't know any of that. It's like I thought it was like medical school. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really do not know. I know it's something that has to do with the secondary psychology program that she would need in order to get like her doctorate, right? To be like a psychologist, right? I mean, I don't know. Like, if anybody can help me out here, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. I mean, that'd be great. I don't know if anybody listens that's a part of that program has any idea. You're telling me, but that's what she wants to do. And, I mean, you guys got a point. The thing is, though, right now, we just both – I mean, I'll be
Texter
pretty –
Texter says that's not medical school.
I don't know what the hell it is, dude. She's got to do her next program.
Sounds like she's trying to scam you.
Yeah, you don't know anything about your girlfriend either.
I know about my girlfriend. It's just all confusing. It's something. I mean, it's something with medical that she has to do after –
Something with medical.
Texter
says
Patty certainly is not the brains in this relationship.
You know, you guys.
Patty's play needs to be
– I didn't send that text.
I'm the radio guy. But with my job comes flexibility, right?
Right.
You know, to take care of the kids and to be, you know, Mr. Mom when you want to be a doctor, right? Now, I don't want to put his, you know, dirty laundry on the air, but
but
we're going to at this point.
Right, you're not wrong.
And I hope he's not listening. You know, Nick Valvano was in a very similar spot, Pat. Oh, boy, now everyone's quiet.
Yeah,
all right,
there it is. Man, that's awkward. You're right.
Boy, everyone's right. Quiet.
By the way, Pat, can we also talk about just the strategic...
Nicholas.
You're talking about bringing a knife to a gunfight, Pat. You marry a psychologist. I mean, you're already... Like, we're wrong all the time anyway.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying.
I'm never going to be right in that.
It's like marrying a boxer. Like you're.
Oh, my God.
You're going now.
Jesus, can we mark that?
Let's take a break. I need to do a DraftKings read. Let's take a break. Patty Ice is on the run. He will provide NASCAR content, and we'll do a Murray Minute here in the final 25 minutes of the show. It's a take. It's a drive. We're hanging out with you. Andy Sweeney, Mark Ennis, Patty Ice, Mitchell Hannigan. It's ESPN 680-1057. Live sports on your TV. It is golf. It's the Clash of the Titans. You know I'm getting ready to tell you about our good friends at DraftKings. Legend v. legend. Goat v. goat. A tale as old as time. What was the Disney movie? I can't remember. Beauty and the Beast. When the glass face off this weekend, they won't be doing it for fame and glory. They'll be doing it for the love of the game. DraftKings Sportsbook, they got you covered. America's top-rated sportsbook app is putting you on the course with a special sign-up offer of up to $1,000. DraftKings Sportsbook is adding to the excitement by offering great betting options throughout the entire event. There'll be hole-by-hole bets, specific player props, and much, much more. I mean, if you're serving for sports, you know what people did the last two weekends, especially at Churchill Downs. And if it's not enough, tune in. DraftKings Sportsbook is also offering a special promotion. Just place $20 in bets on the big event coming up this weekend, and you'll receive a free $20 live bet. Bet 20, get 20. American-made DraftKings Sportsbook is safe, it's secure, it's a great betting app, and you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience, all right? Download right now the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code WHBE when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Enter the promo code WHBE to get that sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times a playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's take a break. We'll continue hanging out with you here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mahomes, Lamar, and Deshaun as to the AFC, how fun that might be, man. It's going to be a blast. Just hope health for all of them so we can see some awesome things in the playoffs and some things maybe we've never seen before.
Do it a second time.
And Mark Ennis.
All right, Jason, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Listen to Andy, that guy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, it's the drive, it's the take. We're hanging out with you. It's the take, it's the drive, it's the drive, it's the take. It's ESPN Louisville, Andy Sweeney, Mark Ennis on this Wednesday. Our long time partner UPS Jobs would like to say thank you to all the drivers, supply chain, and logistic members who keep our community going by delivering needed goods on a daily basis. Thank you too. I mean, they're like every day. You getting packages every day from UPS?
Amazon. Okay. I know the freaking guy. Like, with the,
yeah, you know him by this point.
Yes, I know. Yeah, he waves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's every single day. So a big thank you from. And to our good friends at UPS and UPS Jobs. And the UPS Jobs text line is 437-9680. Is Patty Ice still there? Is he still milling about?
Sorry to disappoint. But
he is not. Well, sorry, Mitch. I was just making sure. I don't know who's back there.
Not a reflection on you, man. It's all right.
Yeah, settled down.
No, that was great. I went back there and crushed some witch and just like ate a cookie while Pat was just over here like having a midlife
like
crisis.
Is there any intensely personal thing that you'd like for us to just dance a little?
No, I think I'm good. I'm thinking good, Ennis. I'm thinking good.
I mean, the only thing we've talked about is you had the family photo, and Strebel thought it was, in fact, we should find that sound. Strebel thought it was your dad, but it wasn't. It was your mom's boyfriend. And that was a little awkward.
Yeah. A little awkward, yeah.
Slightly.
There was that, and some people, you know, were trying to probably crawl around your sister's Facebook, but that's just normal sports radio stuff.
You're used to
you
that.
Know? Yeah, that's just normal stuff.
It's like being in a fraternity all over again. It really is. Oh, you got a sister? Let me look at her. What's her name? She have IG? Now, literally the same questions from my fraternity brothers and both you and Shrevel.
Oh, goodness. I was hoping to find your sister's IG and seeing that the two people around here that followed her were Worldwide and Cooper. Dude, I defy you. Find an IG model right now on Instagram and tell me if Lox Burner, Cooper Hessen, Cooper Hassan, and Worldwide are not following them.
I've never seen a picture of Mina Kimes that hasn't already been liked by Cooper.
Dude,
never. Never.
Oh, goodness. I have two people that's every time he likes any female in sports, a tweet or whatever, it gets sent to me. It's pretty much like a buzzer at this point that it gets sent to me. What were we going to talk about? We have the
man, who knows?
The Murray Minute, but quickly, the CBS Sports list that came out of college football coaches. You showed some passion as it pertains, Mark, to this topic. And I think Satterfield was, what, 31?
Yeah.
Stoops was 22. And good God, I think Tom Allen was in the 40s, if I'm not mistaken. And Jeff Brohm was like 44.
Yeah, Jeff Brohm was way down.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Brohm plummeted. What did you make of it, and what bothered you the most?
I mean, I'm gonna sound like such a honk, but Mark Stoops is 44-44. He went 3-5 in the SEC last year. Why are we doing this? Why are we having him in the top 25 ahead of guys like Mike Leach? Like, why are we doing this?
I'll tell you why. Here's the reason why. I have noticed two things. Kentucky football is so disrespected that him having a level of success, okay, and I'm not even telling you how high of a level of success it is, right? But him having a level of success that includes, you know, some of the recruiting wins that he's had, raising their profile. We can argue how much it's been raised. That's the reason. I would agree that many people, and I'll say this, I've said this about Satterfield. I feel like with Satterfield, and Stoops is starting to kind of creep towards that, I think the football coaches around here are like super well-liked by the national media. Like, I think national media thinks Stoops does a good job at Kentucky, and that's the qualifier, and that is why, you know, some of these guys, again, TCU, Gary Patterson, and, you know, part of the analysis, he's 16 on the list, part of the analysis is what he's done at TCU, right? Minnesota, PJ Fleck, it's what he's doing at Minnesota. So they take into account that they're not at a quote-unquote big-time program, and they, at, you know, they take away strokes, if you will, if you were playing golf. I think that's number one. But number two, I think the coaches around here are well-liked. There's not one national media member that doesn't like Satterfield.
Yeah, it's the and total opposite of basketball.
Yeah, and Stoops gets a lot of that, too. I mean, I think a lot of national people think that Stoops is doing a way above average job as a head coach, and he's number 22. Is he too high? I mean, I would say so, but you get into the 20s, and, you know, I mean, you start parsing words a little bit. Was there anybody else?
Well, let me throw
go ahead, sorry.
Just a
sure.
By comparison, do people think anything of Wake Forest football at all? Dave Clawson is 30-22.
Where was he?
32nd. He's below Satterfield.
32.
If you had to win one football game, would you want Mark Stoops or Dave Clawson?
Put that up at ESPN 680, Mitch. I don't know. I mean, they're total opposites, right? One guy has no defense and has a fun offense. One guy has an Amish offense, but has a good defense,
that's
right?
Oh, God, I'm so sad I didn't think of that.
He has an Amish offense, and it's okay. Did you see Big Dog? Like, did you see that Gene Chizik on the SEC Network put his top five quarterbacks in the SEC, and he didn't have Terry Wilson? And your boy Big Dog was like, he's like, yeah, Terry Wilson's 12-3 as a starter. I'm like, and he threw for 118 yards in those games. Settle down. Settle down. He threw for 118 yards. Stop. You know what the worst thing? You know the people that I always laugh at when I look at these lists now? And it's not their fault, and they're fine coaches, but I'm kind of over them, is David Shaw, who's 19, at Stanford. Kirk Ferentz is 14, and I already hate Gundy, but it's those two. They're, like, they're always near the top, and they have some NFL talent, but I just don't care about him anymore.
Yeah, you know,
I just don't care.
With Kirk Ferentz, I just think, like, Alamo Bowl. Like, that's what I think. Kirk, like, just they're going to win, like, 8-ish games. They'll beat somebody they shouldn't.
And they'll have a first-round offensive lineman.
Or tight end, yeah, right?
Yeah,
and then they'll go to the Alamo Bowl. That's what they do.
And yeah, there we go. Mitch, are you ready to do a Murray Minute here? Do you want to break up? I have a couple other things we can get to with Ennis here. You tell me, are you ready?
Sure, yeah.
sound like it.
That exudes confidence.
I mean,
sure.
You waiting
yeah.
for the wind chimes or what?
It's just hard to get. I know that's the bit, but it's hard to get motivated for these topics. But yeah, I'm ready.
We need a Michael Jordan around here to call you a hoe before you do
yeah, thank you for that.
Country bumpkin instead of
yeah,
a hoe.
But I mean, Mitch, that's the point, that these stories are useless.
I know.
And we shouldn't be doing it at 5:48. Yeah. Yeah. It's the Murray Minute. Go ahead.
Time now for the Murray Minute.
I can fish. I can hunt.
With the noodler himself.
Noodling is like, it's kind of like fishing. If you want to catch a big catfish, you just stick your arm in the pond and let the fish bite your arm, and that's how you bring it out of the pond.
The kid from Callaway County.
I'm not that country, but I am a truck guy.
His name is Mitchell Hannigan.
Good afternoon. My name is Mitch Hannigan.
And he needs his Motorola.
Motorola. I love my Motorola. Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, thanks, Dawkins. I have an audience now. It's kind of weird. The LSL guys here. Mark
Who's Innocent. In there?
The LSL guys are in.
Is Taylor Lynch there?
Yes. Yeah, he just walked in.
Right. I want Taylor Lynch to sing something. And good God, Ennis, can you help Ethan Moore?
With what?
He's going to have a stroke. He's battling everybody on Twitter.
Man, quarantine, we're all dealing with it in different ways.
But he's battling on. I feel like he's battling on two different Twitter accounts.
Well, sure, it's not Nate Hurd. We're just trampling all over the Murray Minute.
I thought this was my minute. What were we doing?
Ethan, you better not have the cards, the password to Louisville Sports Live, cards 123. You might want to change that up for your Twitter
Katina
account.
Tina with a one in it.
Go ahead, Mitch.
All right. The top story of Murray, Kentucky down there. The Cherry Corner Church loses its steeple in a storm. Now, if you're a dedicated listener of the Murray Minute, it always seems like something gets destroyed by a storm. So that is this weekend's property destroyed by a storm, a Cherry Corner Church steeple. All right.
Wait, can I interject? That does happen. You lead these off every single day with a piece of...
Because that's the top story every day.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad story. I'm saying there's a lot of demolition going on. Like, there's a lot of bad storms that go through Callaway County that I had no idea of.
Me neither.
All right,
get their stuff together. A Murray man was charged with an emergency protective order after a track it stop in Mayfield, Kentucky. And that's all I have on that story because I'm not paying for a subscription to the Murray Ledger and Times to find the rest of that. Four racers. Murray
Come
State.
Come on, Murray Ledger and Times. Give us your journalism for free. Come on.
Murray State football. Four racers named to the National Football Foundation Hampshire Honor Society. You gotta have a 3.2 GPA or higher to get that prestigious honor.
3.2.
The National Football Foundation Hampshire Honor Society. So congrats to those four individuals.
You're never gonna make it.
No, I'm not. Murray State students, they won some competitions at the Bluegrass Japanese Speech Contest. That's a funny image. Imagine people that look and talk like me speaking Japanese. But hey, congrats to them. They won some competitions at the Bluegrass Japanese Speech Contest. And then my last story, local parks plan to open up in June 1st. So all you high schoolers there in Murray High School in Callaway County, you can go, you know, do your thing at the local park, as they say.
As they say, what do you have to say? Or oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Now. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. There is the Murray Minute. Nothing happening in Callaway County. There you go, Ennis. Texas says, "Hey Ennis, I took my brother-in-law to the Florida game at Kentucky this year. This is a man who has zero respect for Kentucky forever. He looked at me when the crowd got its loudest and said, 'Okay, this changes things. He has built something here.' That's why Stoops is in the top 25.
I went 3-5 last year. Shut up.
He went 3-5 last year. Shut up. Oh, goodness. Taxer, how much could the Murray Ledger Times really be charging? It's a great question. It can't be more than a couple of dollars a month, right? I mean, that's what the Courier is, and people care about what they're saying. Or is it opposite, and people in small towns live through the newspaper more than we do?
I'm just not paying it for the bit. I'm not that dedicated to the bit. I'll take the first paragraph and, you know, create my own story through there. I would love to know what this guy did. Emergency protective order. That sounds like serious. Like
you like that, Ennis? I'm not dedicated to the bit. The bit that surrounds him. The bit where he's the star, to where he's put in front of the mic.
But that's appropriate, though, because it's the Murray Minute. So if you invest too much time, you're losing money.
Exactly.
Like, it's appropriate
to
the
goodness.
Bit.
We forgot to call Big Easy. Do you want to play some of this lock sound to tickle Ennis before we get out of here in the next couple minutes? Again, Louisville Sports Live is, if Ethan's around there, I wouldn't mind if Ethan sat down. Can he sit down for a second?
No, he's prepping. He's
prepping. Oh, God. The legendary prep of LSL. And Diener and Nemus, has Bashir said anything? Have you followed it at all, Ennis? Checked. Has he said anything of
interest? I think Indiana
interest?
Let pools open and Diener's
Friday.
On tilt, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's got him. Yeah, yeah, but he hasn't went nuclear yet. There's still another level to this. Which
no, because
is...
then he'd have to delete the account.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to release a statement. I was talking about it on the air about a week ago when all this happened.
Oh, I know how Diener will erupt. He says he's going to be crossing state lines this weekend, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Diener says he's going to Southern Indiana, which is just...
Yeah, that Riverlink's going to get him this weekend.
Oh,
you watch.
I can't even believe he's saying it. Him and the AG and Max are not going to pile into the Acura and come over here to Southern Indiana. It's just not happening. It's fundamentally not happening. Mitch, play some sound for us. What do you have of lock today? We'll play a couple of these to get you out of here.
I got a few lock Archie items and then just him being, you know, just lock.
Just him. We'll just play a couple, set him up, and let's go.
Texter, didn't you say you'd be sold on Archie Miller if he got a top 25 recruit? He did, and you're coming at easy. I'm going to have to go back and listen. I thought my wording, but I don't know, was I'm not going to be sold unless. There's a difference between saying I'm not going to be sold unless and saying I will be sold if. But if I said it, sorry, I was wrong. I said that when he first got hired, and now I have 3 years of on-court performance. I'm not sold on Archie Miller. So congratulations on him getting a recruit. I'm not sold, and there's nothing he could do on the recruiting front that will sell me on Archie Miller. Because I'm not convinced he's a particularly effective basketball coach. That's it. So, yeah, if you want me to look, I've apologized and said I'm wrong like 15 times on this show. If that's what you live for, knock yourself right out. If you like to do that, I got you, you got to pivot, knock yourself right out. If I actually said that, knock yourself out. Have as much fun as a human being can have. But Archie Miller's not that great of a basketball coach, and just because he gets one good recruit, it doesn't change that. So, no, I'm not sold on Archie Miller.
Well, we got to line that up with
can
him.
Can you imagine
he is sold on Archie Miller?
him and Carolyn arguing because I mean, husbands don't win anyway.
No,
and Locke doesn't lose because he just changes the criteria. Whatever the hell you're talking about, I can't imagine they ever accomplish anything.
I will say, Ennis, as much as I enjoy, I think we both feel this way. We should do a podcast on this. Seriously, I enjoyed doing the show with him. I really, really did. He was great. But I got into the point to where I became obsessed with just trying to find inconsistencies.
Yeah.
And trying to battle him and trying to be a step ahead of him.
And you know what it is?
He's ready for the fight, though.
It's
he's
like
worth
an experiment. You're like, let's see how he gets out of this one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The one time I got him was on the Gas Bag Gambling League, and there was a blow up in the office.
Yeah, he almost lost him there.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was great. It was fantastic.
Now, you're right. You lay the premises out. You're like, all right. Escape. And he does every time.
He does every single time.
Yep.
He finds a way. Keep going, Mitch. Whatever you got next.
Archie Mack is now getting the John Calipari treatment. He's not getting anything. Archie Mack has never gotten my respect since he got hired at Indiana. There's not getting. Nothing has changed.
And Archie he didn't Mack know that he not... said Archie Mack. And then a texter actually texted in after that and was like, you said Archie Mack. He's like, I did not say Archie Mack.
Archie Mack is not getting let off the hook. Texter says Riverlink will somehow overcharge Dina this weekend. He'll lose his bleep on that too. Swear off Indiana, rail against Bashir on pools, and join Stillman's Boat Club in Tennessee. Yeah, Stillman's Boat Club.
Can't you see how that would end, by the way? It would be like Drew, that happens, and then he like threatens somebody with Riverlink, and then there's like some protective order to where Drew can't use the bridges anymore, right? Like, can't you see how that would go?
Well, I was saying earlier, if he got arrested for they opened the pool and he got carried away.
Like a freedom fighter, right? Vietnam protesters or something.
Ennis, I would call you and I'd be like, hey, help me write a statement. Union Broadcasting releases a statement. We do a one-on-one with Tim Sullivan. Yeah. Sullivan shows up at the Owl Creek pool. Play one or two more, and then let's get out of here. We'll say goodbye to Ennis. We need to get out of here. It's 5:57. Go ahead, Mitch.
A lot of texters are thin-skinned, but so are you, Locke. You spend half your show bitching about texts and being called Louisville Locke. You bitch and complain more than my wife. The only reason I complain about Louisville Locke is because it's a false narrative, and I know that Andy does it just to annoy me, but it's just completely false.
One more and we'll get out of here on this Wednesday.
Text line, all this recruiting talk and this clown focuses on Cam Fletcher. You're a dope. You're a dope. You're literally a dope, and I'm not – I should. These are the kind of texts. Listen with an agenda all you want. I literally – you do you. Listen with an agenda all you want. I mean, that is a question I asked, and he completely agreed with me. And so, yeah, we're going to do some follow-up on
that. Kiki's Instagram. Kiki's Instagram.
Well, no, that's not good enough. You're going to have to come up with better Instagram than that. But, look, I moved on. We're getting into who's going to be your starting point guard. We're getting into Isaiah Jackson. We're getting into the strength at the top of the class. We're getting into a lot of issues. And just these paper-thin-skinned losers just want to highlight on a 30-second conversation about your lowest-ranked recruit who probably made a mistake. Like, you just literally want to ignore 10 minutes of conversation and say, I'm focusing on Cam Fletcher. You make your fan base look bad. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Texter says, have Clay Travis debate Bob. I thought that was going to happen last night, and that would be bad for Bob. That would be bad for Bob.
Yeah, not even because Bob's wrong. It's just Travis, right.
Just because he'll be inundated.
He would argue that the world is flat.
What do you have going on the rest of the night, Ennis? We're getting out of here.
I'm not doing anything. I started reading a book.
Nice.
I started reading a book called The Hot Hand by Ben Cohen. Bob and they had him on.
Did you finish War and Peace?
I'm about halfway. About halfway. But I only do it in – I got to be in the mood. How's that?
That's a difficult read, I would imagine.
It's terrible.
That's not a fourth grade reading
it
level.
It is atrocious. But The Hot Hand is an interesting book, though, because it's about if that really exists or not. Like, for
right?
real.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly
really
what you're talking about.
It's
yeah,
really
I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, we'll get out of here. Bonus hour. No, it's not. We have Jason Nemus, Drew Diener over 93.9 The Ville when Bashir is done. Louisville Sports Live next right here in 1 minute on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.